Cei bună băiți amigi doși, din ei dovei o meru, din sene călăchei nu de soiro să fo. Cei bună băiți amigi doși, din ei dovei o meru, iro tu-n miro bună portoi.
Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 Hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 281 for February 2nd, 2015. We hear the great Moshe Koussevitzky with his classic, Sheyibonu Beis HaMikdash. Well, how have you been? Did the snow get to you? Well, past Wednesday, fortunately, the flight from Florida was not canceled. We were at the High Lifeline event with our friends, the Weinbergers. Their son is very involved with that, and it was so exciting to see the gathering in Miami previous Saturday night. Had a sad day yesterday, the funeral of a dear friend, Frank Staffelman. Some of you may have heard of me discuss this in the past, if you've been a long-time listener, that I have a poker game that has been going on continuously for 60 years. Yes, we all met at college in Newark, New Jersey, at Rutgers, when we were young, and formed these friendships, and has been quite an experience, and Frank is the first of the group to pass on. And to say the least, it's very sad, to face this reality. Okay, in any event, this past Friday and Saturday, fantastic chazanis. You know that the Hampton Synagogue was here, and on Friday night at Or Chaim with Stark, they accompanied him. It was just wonderful, and Stark did this magnificent Rosa de Shabbos. I only wish I had a recording of that together with the wonderful choir. And then Shabbos morning, the choir moved to Westside Institutional, and Zevi Muller together with the choir, they were just outstanding. And Vider's Mimchonka was one of the highlights of the morning. It was just wonderful. And I was thinking how fortunate we are. You know, when you leave this metropolitan area, you don't hear much about things going on in Chazanis, particularly in the Orthodox world. But here we have Stark at Or Chaim, Zavi Moller at Westside Institutional, Yanky Lemmer at Lincoln Square, Malavani at Fifth, Helfgott at Park East, Ozzy Schwartz at the Park Avenue, and Chaim David Burson at the Jewish Center in Manhattan. So, there is a fair amount of chazanis going on in the area, and we're quite fortunate, to say the least. Our first chazan that we'll be featuring is Cantor Bensian Kap of Kagan. He was born in 1899 in Romny, Poltava, in Russia. He served an apprenticeship as a boy alto and then became a traveling cantor. In 1925, he served at Rostov Don, a large Jewish community in Russia. Not long afterwards, a vacancy occurred at the famous Great Synagogue of Odessa, then the most distinguished in Russia, where the notable Pinchas Minkowski had served for over 30 years. Kap of Kagan was chosen from among 42 applicants. After several years, he emigrated to the United States to officiate at the Ocean Parkway Jewish Center in Brooklyn. He then moved on to the Concourse Center of Israel in the Bronx, and for a time was president of the Jewish Ministers Cantors Association. Stricken with a serious illness at the height of his powers, he died at the comparatively young age of 54. Yes, 54 is comparatively young, to say the least. We'll first be hearing Kap of Kagan with Midas Harachamim.
ennu his gaud gerli vlifnei koenei tchinoseno tchinoseno hapili. We are done, Rachamim, Rachamim,
Cup of Kagan with Midat HaRachamim. We'll next hear Cup of Kagan again. This is with Hashkivenu.
Say no, רוצה שנו ויינו לחיים ולשלום. לחיים ולשלום, לחיים ולשלום, מיעוטו ויעוטו אלו. ופרוס עולנו סוכאוס שלום. אתו אדוני שם הפוי ראיסו כשלו הפוי ראיסו כשלו.
Of course, we hear now the classic of Kap of Kagan, his Kiddush, Ventzion Kap of Kagan.
Virao sovon di scioi via bovron toin in chillano.
Go on, everyone.
kudish khom bi havom rom khoin in hare tonu orom atad shom
Wow, such a classic. Bensian Kop of Kagan. Okay, well, next here, cantor Benjamin Binyamin Muller, who is presently the chief chazan of the Jewish community of Antwerp, Belgium. Before coming to Antwerp, cantor Muller held prominent chazanut positions in Montreal, Canada, and in Johannesburg, South Africa. We'll hear a classic of his. He's noted for this particular selection. This is Rabbi Yishmael.
Bishloi sheserei miedoi satoi roni dreshes buhe Mikal vuchoi mer umi gezeiro shovo Ahoy mi bini ano Mikosu veho, ohoy, umi bin yanov, mishenei pesuvim. Miklalu pratu pratu klal, klalu pratu klal, yatodon. Elokeyena perot, Michelal sheyutzurim lifrot, umi perot sheyutzurich lichelal. Kol dovor shoyo bichelal veyutzu min haklal Toyana her, 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 יחזירנו לחלולוי בפירוש. אוי, 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 ויחריה ביניהם. עד שיובו יקוצו ושל אישי, ויחריה
Okay, as you can tell, that was at a live performance. We'll next hear two interesting, different selections. These are together with his sons Joseph, Israel, and Raphael Muller, together with their father. These are fun selections. We'll first hear Shalom Aleichem, and then go right on to Adon Olam, Binyamin Muller and his three sons. First, Shalom Aleichem, and then Adon Olam.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Ashores, Malachei Elyon, Miyi Melech, Malchei Hamelochim, HaKodosh.
Me,
Okay, a little different. Okay, we're entitled once in a while. Chazanis? Okay. We're going to hear the great Moshe Stern. First, we'll begin with Uviyom HaShabbos.
Nation, no,
Moshe Stern. Let me tell you a little bit about Moshe Stern. I know that most of you are familiar with his background, but he was born in Budapest in 1935, a year before I was born. He first captured the imagination of the musical world as a child prodigy and has continued to carve a rare place in the annals of both cantorial and secular music. After World War II, the family moved, or they went on Aliyah to Israel. Moshe studied in famous yeshivot in Yerushalayim while pursuing his musical studies at the Jerusalem Conservatory of Music. At the age of 20, he was appointed chief cantor of the Great Synagogue in Rehovot. And by the age of 23, he was chosen the chief cantor of Israel's most prominent synagogue, the newly built Hechel Shlomo. 5 years later, he accepted a call to South Africa to serve as chief cantor of the Central Orthodox Synagogue in Johannesburg. In 1968, Cantor Stern was invited by one of the largest and most prominent congregations in the United States, Temple Beth El of Borough Park in Brooklyn, to become cantor, where he followed in the tradition for almost 10 years of such illustrious predecessors as Hirschman, Chagi, and Moshe Kusevitzky. Okay, let's hear Moshe Stern with Sim Shalom.
Shalom, toy vovero hafo, tein vo chesed verachamim. Oleinu, v'yakol Yisrovel, amecho. Barcheinu, avinu, kulonu k'yechot, kulonu k'yechot, v'yair ponecho. Barcheinu, avinu, kulonu k'yechot, v'yair ponecho. V'yair ponecho. Nasa вырастаем, я вас сестер, я вас сестер. Вот це дако враха, враха мим вихаїм,
wonderful. One more selection of the great Moshe. This is Mizratza Barachamim.
Ratze brachamim, mispaye is besachanuni, misratze brachamim. Poyes besachanuni, misratze v'nis poyes doherami, misratze v'nis poyes doherami. Yeah, I know. sei manus da cavo esse.
What an outstanding cousin, cantor Moshe Stern. Cantor David Bagley. He was born in 1932 in Vilna, Lithuania. He died in 2007. He, with his family, at the outbreak of World War II, fled to Japan and then to Shanghai, China, where he remained for 6 years. There he studied at the Mir Yeshiva. In 1947, he emigrated to the U.S., officiating in leading synagogues. After the Six-Day War in 1967, he settled in Israel, was appointed cantor of the Great Synagogue of Ramat Gan. He joined the armed forces and was attached to the Air Force. He was there for 3 years, and then he went on for 6 years to South Africa at the Oxford Synagogue in Johannesburg. We'll first hear cantor David Bagley with Achenu.
Thank you. mia fellow, lei a hero, o mia fellow.
David Bagley, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoy this hour of Chazonis. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Some of you often ask, what can you do for me? You know, I do this as a public service. This is a hobby of mine, and I don't take commercials, but I do have one request, that you take the time to let others know about the program. It's very simple. You're on the computer right now. You've got your email list. Why don't you think of a few people who enjoy Chazonis and Jewish music and just say, why don't you tune in to www.charliebernhout.com? It's very simple. It's not a major request that I'm asking. Why don't you just help pass the word? You know, my goal is just to keep this wonderful Chazonis going, and you can help. Okay, if you have any comments or requests, it's cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom.